I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Ah, yes, indeed. Clean up on aisle three. It is time, boys and girls, children of all ages. The NFL season opener is tonight. We have hardly talked about it at all. The Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, who lost the AFC Championship game because they simply refused to run the football.
He was hurt, according to the Washington Post.
Against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, who Linnell just picked to win the Super Bowl for a third year in a row. Arrowhead Stadium, 8:15 Eastern time tonight, the official kickoff of the NFL season. Who you got?
I'm going to go... Oh, gosh, it's tough. It's week one. I'm going to go with Kansas City, but I don't do that confidently because I do think Baltimore... With Derrick Henry, I imagine if this was 2019 and we were talking about those two playing together, people would be scared out of their mind. I do think they get it done tonight. Expect Samaje Perine to get a good amount of burn as the third down.
Just got there.
But is already going to be the third down.
Absolutely. Back. And that's going to make a little bit of a difference. Remember, it's also against a reworked Ravens defense.
For sure.
Losing Mike McDonald, losing Patrick Queen. But keeping Matabuque, they're going against a rookie left tackle in Kingsley Suamataia. Who was the second round pick of the Chiefs. He replaces Donovan Smith, starting left tackle. So that if the Baltimore Ravens are going to win this game, they might have to win that particular matchup.
Yeah.
However, that ultimately shakes out in the end. I think the Kansas City Chiefs get the job done tonight. Remember, they lost the season opener at Arrowhead to the Detroit Lions last year.
They had the books in shambles.
They didn't have Kelsey.
They did.
And they didn't have Chris Jones. They have Kelsey and Chris Jones tonight. And I think Baltimore had some major hits on their offensive line. I think they'll eventually recover. I think they'll eventually run the ball more effectively with Derrick Henry. I do not think it'll be with great success tonight. Take Kansas City at home in the season opener. Meanwhile, the Nationals, you know what they did last night, Linnell?
What'd they do?
They lost for the first time this year to the Miami Marlins.
In the stinker.
Yeah. They lost.
I love extras.
So here's the great news. Mackenzie Gore pitched very well again last night for the Washington Nationals. That's his third really good start in a row. And maybe I'm cutting him short, but I know it's at least the last three. But they lost to the Marlins for the first time this year. Normally a team that gives them all sorts of fits. We know the Marlins stink. They lost 4-3 in walk-off fashion in extra innings. Certainly nothing that you can go, oh my God, how could they lose? How could they embarrass? Whatever. They played a relatively clean game, just not enough. They scored 3 runs in the 8th. That's the only real criticism that I guess you could have, is they kind of wasted a good start, a really good start by Mackenzie Gore. 6 innings, 1 hit, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. Again, he continues to finally get it together after struggling for about 2 months. Mackenzie Gore, the arrow pointing in the right direction. And you hope this is just Mackenzie Gore, not for the rest of his career where he has a 2-month swoon and then figures it out. But this is like the Mackenzie Gore they're getting now is the Mackenzie Gore they're going to get. Buy in, start out. Because remember, Patrick Corbin has had a renaissance here. He ain't going to be here next year.
So realistically, what is Mackenzie in this rotation? Your third starter?
No, he is your number one guy. And that's the problem.
You don't think they're going to add a number one in free agency?
I think they're going to try and come up short. I think they're going to be in the process for Corbin Burns or somebody like that. And they're just not going to pay. They're not going to pay $300 million, I don't think, for a starting pitcher. I think he is your number one, but I'll say it by default.
That's fair.
With Josiah Gray banged up, so many other guys coming back, what have you. By the way, do you want to know the attendance last night?
What was the attendance?
At Lone Depot Park? What would you guess?
Marlins stink. Nats are irrelevant. Under 5,000?
Not exactly right, but not that far off. 6,000.
Yeah.
100.
Doesn't shock me.
And 56.
And how many seats is that ballpark?
It's about 42,000, I want to say, somewhere in that range.
So I got a question. Yeah. Andrew Siciliano, local cat, our guy, Richmond, VA native.
I think he's a Maryland native, but not Richmond, VA.
I thought he was from Maryland. I thought he was from Virginia.
I have to double check, but I thought he was from Southern Maryland.
Just got named the play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Browns.
Yep, congratulations.
Who takes over on NFL Red Zone on DirecTV?
I have no idea. I don't watch that. I don't have DirecTV. I watch Scott Hansen, who's probably going to leave Red Zone on, on whatever distribution platform. He's entering the final year of his contract. That guy's going to get paid a ton.
Oh, he's a star.
A ton of money.
I remember Scott Hansen when he was on, he started ESPN, I believe.
Yeah, he's a ton of money. He's going to get paid a fortune.
He's really
good. Life is good if you're Scott Hansen because everybody loves the guy. All right. Nationals in Pittsburgh tonight, 6:45, the first pitch, 106.7 The Fan, Odyssey app, pregame coverage, all of that. The game day weather at PNC Park. Right around game time is going to be right around 81 degrees. And the good news, no precipitation in the forecast. Sunny at the start of the game, obviously turning in partly cloudy as the game goes on with highs dropping into the low to mid 70s. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep.
Clean up in aisle three.